From the Institute of Southwest Airlines Time and Culture, you're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello, and thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. My name is Steve Heaser. At Southwest, we consider any employee who started in our first year of operation as one of our original employees. This interview was recorded about a year ago when I sat down with one of those brave people. Think about it. They took jobs with an unknown airline startup back in 1971. I suppose you could argue that most of them were unemployed at the time, but they made it work. Well, I'm speaking today with one of our original Southwest Airlines employees, Willie Wilson. Willie, welcome to Red Belly Radio.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Now, you are currently the manager of Flight Ops Administration, but I think you started out in maintenance?
That's correct. Started out in May of 71. 24 other fellows and myself. It was a total of 25 mechanics originally.
Now, the idea for this show actually came up a month or two ago when when daylight savings time switched over. And, you know, every week we come up with a new idea for a question for our poll question on the blog. And one of the things that the question was, what's the biggest effect or impact that time change has on an airline? So we knew the obvious one, it's the scheduling, but we were trying to come up with several fake ones. And the one I suggested was that having to change all the clocks back in all the airplanes.
Actually, the crews used to do them back then. We would sometimes try to do it for them, but if we had a busy night or something, couldn't get to it, then the crews always checked it for us anyway.
So at the time anyway, just whoever noticed it was off would reset it. I was recently in the cockpit on a flight, or shortly after a flight, and I noticed there are two clocks. Well, let me back up just a second. You know, in any big company that has a lot of scheduling to do, or of course across multiple time zones, you have to pay attention to time. It's not something you take for granted. You know, you have to think about it. Also, with any large business, and in fact most industries have acronyms or shortened words or terms, like, you know, an APU is an auxiliary power unit. You probably know 50 of them that I don't even deal with.
Everybody, yeah. Right. Each segment of our company has some little acronym, I'm sure.
Well, one of the I guess it's not an acronym, it's sort of a term that we use, is HERB time. Could you explain HERB time to us?
The version of the story I heard was, HERB time is Central Time here in Dallas. And the version of the story I heard was from Paul Quinn. Paul Quinn was one of our original dispatchers. He ran our dispatch department early on. Later, Paul became the vice president of schedule planning. And the version of the story that Paul Quinn always told was that every time they had meetings and dealing with times, this particularly came into effect when we first started flying into El Paso, because El Paso is on mountain time. And so between Eastern time, Central time, Mountain time, and Pacific time, then you have the cities and the various states that honor daylight savings, and some parts don't. Then you have the 24-hour clock, and then you have GMT, Greenwich Mean Time, talking about what time an aircraft got in, what time it arrived, got to be confusing. And so Paul's version of the story was he simply called it HERB time. That way Herb knew whatever time it was we were talking about when the airplane landed or took off, he was talking about what time it was right here in Dallas. And that seemed to be the simple way to do it. And that's the version of the story that I heard, and I've never heard anybody else tell a different version.
I asked Willie about time standards and the two clocks in the cockpits of our 737s.
The phrase now is universal coordinated time. But when you write it out, rather than UCT, Universal Coordinated Time, it's actually written out as UTC, Universal Time Coordinated. So apparently they can't stand anything to be uniform or simple.
There's just nothing uniform about that. That's funny. But one of the clocks is set to UTC, UCT. Oh, geez.
Everybody still calls it either Z time or Greenwich time.
Okay, so one was set to Greenwich Mean Time. That I remember. And the other one was set to HERB time.
Correct.
And I asked the pilot, I said, well, do all airlines do that, operate off of a single time zone or operate off it? And to his knowledge, we're the only ones.
To my knowledge, we are also, because in the logbook, when you write your times down as a pilot, what time you pushed off the gate, what time you got off the ground, what time you landed on the ground, what time you got to the gate, we do all of those in herb time. That's what's recorded in the logbook.
No matter where you're based, no matter where you're flying from or to.
Everything is recorded in the logbook in herb time.
I find that fascinating, that a company that is this big and our breadth and so many employees depend so much on time that we can pick a time zone and call it our own. It goes into the culture of this company.
That's totally consistent with the culture of this company.
That's why I find it so fantastic.
Well, if you look back in the history of this company, that's one of the milder things.
It's not that odd. If you Now, I want to clarify, Southwest Airlines is the only airline, to our knowledge, that uses a single time zone for our flight operations. Local employees at every station and customer support and service centers bid and work in their local time zones. I really can't speak for other carriers, but it's my understanding that other airlines use the local time between time zones and the crews have to convert accordingly, not unlike our passengers have to. Our crews still have to convert, just differently, but it seems to work for us. Now, to prove the point and to demonstrate how this time has worked its way into our culture, I was on the team that redesigned our intranet site a few years back, and the time displayed on the homepage, yep, herb time. It covers the whole company. So for those of you who do not work at Southwest, you'll just have to trust me. But for you Southwest employees out there, it's right there on the homepage in the upper right-hand corner. Incidentally, it's directly above the podcast tab. Now, I thought I'd share the story of how I kind of met Willie. I had known him from around. My wife and daughter and I were going to on a trip somewhere. We were going to fly to San Antonio, I think it was. And I didn't have my ID. In fact, I'd lost my ID. I'd been looking for it for a couple of days. And I actually called ahead. I made sure that the person who was in charge of reissuing IDs, they actually got in early. They were like at 7 o'clock or so. And you get here fairly early as well, probably 7 o'clock.
Usually, yeah.
And I saw you in the hall, said hello, you know, kind of walked on down to the where you get the IDs. And she said, you know, I said, hi, I'm here. I work here. I showed her my driver's license to show who I really am. She says, well, we need to get this verified. You know, you can't just have somebody walking up and say, hi, I work here. Give me an ID, even if you're in the system. So she said, well, who can we call? I go, oh, well. And I started rattling off phone numbers, couldn't find anybody. And I said, well, you know, there is a fellow down the hall. He just saw me. He could vouch for me. And she says, okay, who's that? I said, well, Willie Wilson. We look up your phone number, and she calls you. And she says, yeah, can you verify that Steve Heaser really is an employee? And you said, yeah, he is. She says, and what's your employee number? And you said, I guess you said 16.
I did.
And I saw her writing down 16 and like waiting. And she's waiting for the other three digits, you know. And, of course, they weren't coming.
I get that from time to time, yeah.
And so employee number 16 came to my rescue. And to top it off, I had sent my wife to and daughter onto the airport because they could have gone through security without me to fly on our standby passes with just their regular IDs. But I would need my employee ID to have traveled. And Willie gave me a ride to the airport. Thank you very much.
You're entirely welcome, and I never did receive the payment back on the invoice I sent.
I think I actually asked you if you like scotch or something. I was going to buy you a bottle of scotch, and you said, no, don't worry about it. I took you at your word. So, yeah, just send me another copy of that invoice, and I'll make it up. But my point is, you know, 38 years later, I can't help but think that the success of this company is built on people like you because of who you are. Thank you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that very much. Thank you.
Well, that does it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2010. The original employees have indicated that we have come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices.